Our next item is conditional use number 1830, J&amp;T Properties LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve CU 1830 for J&amp;T Properties LLC for an outpatient physical therapy clinic based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. The proposed conditional use is generally similar to the other C1 and B1 uses in the vicinity of the property along Savannah Road, including shopping centers. There are also similar conditional use in the immediate area for doctor's office. The project, with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties, community, or traffic. The project is consistent with the county's comprehensive development plan and is in the environmentally sensitive development district, which permits the proposed use. The property has frontage on Savannah Road and on a proposed roadway owned by DelDOT. The entrance will be via an easement over the DelDOT land, and there will be no direct access to Savannah Road. The use benefit health, safety, and welfare of Sussex County residents will provide physical therapy offices in a convenient location along Savannah Road or near the City of Lewis and Beebe Hospital. The project will be served by central water, and central sewer shall be provided by Sussex County. This recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. There will only be one lighted sign on the premises that shall not exceed 32 square feet on each side. Any security lighting shall be installed on the building and shall be screened so that they do not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. As proposed by the applicant, the hours of operation shall be limited to between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. As stated by the applicant, the building shall have a residential appearance. The applicant must comply with all DelDOT requirements concerning the entrance, easement, and roadway improvements. As stated by the applicant, the use shall be a physical therapy practice. The final site plan shall include a landscape plan for the property. The applicant shall comply with all county engineering department requirements for the connection of the property into Sussex County Sewer District, including any system upgrades that are necessary to serve the property. The site plan shall be subject to the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1830 J&amp;T Properties LLC for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next